You're now listening to Sound Talent Media. Check out more shows at soundtalentmedia.com.
I like to keep your microphone all the way down because you have nothing to offer.
Wow, that's very hurtful. That's very mean.
All right, we're recording.
All right, let's go.
What are we talking about?
I don't know.
How old is Greta Thunberg?
27.
All right, we can talk about her BBL then.
She needs one?
No, she got one.
Oh, she got one.
She got one, and the media is not reporting on it. It's weird as hell.
They don't celebrate true victories.
That's a good point. Why are we focused on this stupid microplastics when this woman's got a BBL?
Why can't we?
Looks like Shakira now.
I mean, good for her. Why can't we be happy for her? We see, this is the thing. We only like people when they're doing things that we want them to do. When they do things for themselves that we find, you know, not we, but like the larger world finds in some way morally questionable. We just. You know when the garbage pail is too full and you just shove it down? That's like, what we do to them.
It's like when Morrissey, when he's singing, we're like, that's right, you entertainment monkey. Just keep fucking doing that. And then, when he's like, I'm not sure I like immigrants, we're like, hey. Hey, man.
Britain is no longer Britain.
Not cool.
Yeah. Like, it's like...
So...
Are you going to go off on English chauvinism?
No, but I'm going to admit something.
Uh-oh.
That I am such a Morrissey stan.
You hate immigrants now.
That I have joined him in this, and the Nigerians make me vomit.
Oh, my God.
No, that I actually have no idea, because it's not germane to me what he said. He could be walking around in, like, a fucking little Nazi uniform, and I wouldn't give a shit. Mm-hmm. So, like, I'm curious what the claims against him are, because everybody says, oh, he's xenophobic, or he's... I don't know if they really hit him with racist. They did after he said that Chinese people were a subspecies, but the...
That was pretty rough.
That was not his best moment.
No.
But I don't know if they've hit him with anything credible lately. I what I'm saying is I got to do my due diligence. I'll look into it because I don't care what he says.
I saw him in 2015, and I think it was like, you know, the Republican primaries were going on. It was like right at the beginning of the Trump moment, and he said on stage, he was like, I think in America, Jon Stewart and Bill Maher should be presidents. And I was
you cuck, get the fuck out of here.
I was like, ew, really?
Yeah, you're old.
I was like, I like both those guys, and that sounds gross to me.
Yeah, that's like a clueless sort of... That's like the definition of shitlib right there.
Yeah. But you know what? It's funny how things change in such a short amount of time, because it's like, was that at the time shitlibs? Sure. But like everything was like seemingly way less threatening to people's sensibilities.
Yes.
Now people pearl clutch at like literally everything. Bill Maher is like comic book movies. Ugh. And people are like, you fucking asshole.
The response to him, I got to give it up to Bill Maher. As far as like tapping into the, like riding the line of, so he appeals to boomers. Would you say that's accurate?
For sure. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So he's a boomer dude who week in and week out gets the front, like the trending topic of Twitter for his take.
Oh yeah. Every Saturday morning is like, because the show is on Friday night, so Saturday morning everybody's shitting on him.
Which is crazy because, hey, Twitter, you don't impact this man's bottom line at all.
Not even a little. In fact, probably helps him.
100%. He appeals to people that are 45 and older. So, like, what do you think let's take him down. It's like coming against Tucker Carlson. What are you going to do? You can't impact his money. So what are you going to do?
Listen, the people that listen to this podcast are so fucking sick of hearing this shit because we've been saying it forever.
But Tucker is a god.
That your rage, your Twitter rage, it's
impotent.
Tucker Carlson is the balloon, and your rage is the air that you're blowing directly into it.
I was gonna compare it to an SSRI penis, but you're saying it actually has the opposite effect.
No, because it makes it like we're saying, it helps Bill Maher's bottom line because every week he can go, look, I was trending on Twitter week in.
Yes.
Every week I trend on Twitter. But it's always people being like, fuck Bill Maher, Nazi, or some shit like that. Or fuck Tucker Carlson. It's like, yo, if you keep it's the same with Trump. It's like you're just all your anger and everything, all your hatred just makes them bigger. It makes them more powerful. So you gotta just, if you really wanna, like, if you really wanna take these people down, you just gotta not care about them.
What about the rage against Jeremy Renner?
Is that back?
Yeah, the other day he was.
People are gonna think this is an old episode.
He was trending, so I clicked on it. And it's people being like, ugh, I have to look at Jeremy Renner's face if I wanna watch the Hawkeye show. Yeah, motherfucker, he's the main character. Yes. You knew that when you fucking clicked on it.
Yes.
Why do you feel compelled to watch it? You don't gotta watch it. I haven't watched a fucking more than two episodes of television in fucking 10 years. Just don't watch it.
Yeah, just don't watch it. I don't understand. And it's like, yeah, man, people are on some shit.
But I get mad at the Jeremy Renner thing because it's like a wholesale avoidable dude. Like, I don't need... Jeremy Renner has... are you a sick person if Jeremy Renner has any impact on your life? You're deranged. Is that fair?
Yeah.
You're at a bus stop talking gibberish to a guy who's smoking methamphetamine.
Well, here's the thing. If you're a Marvel simp, if you're going to see all these Marvel shits, then maybe he's unavoidable. Actually, he shouldn't be, because I see Marvel movies, and I haven't seen Jeremy Renner in 3 years. So I don't know what it is. But, like, it's a very simple math equation. If you don't like it, don't consume it. You don't have to look at Jeremy Renner's face. You can ignore it. I'm not going to watch the Hawkeye show. Not because I have anything against Jeremy Renner, but because it looks horrendous.
It does look horrendous.
So you don't have to engage with the thing you don't like. You can turn away from it. You can change the channel.
Look at your shoe.
Yeah. Figure out what the dust all over your pants is.
You know what? Whenever I am confronted by something I don't want to look at,
yeah,
I have headphones in, mm-hmm. so I just... turn on some Bob Seger and look at my shoe. This is my advice for everybody out there.
People don't want to hear that.
No, people want to stare into the gaping asshole of the thing that upsets them.
Well, people want to do that, but they also want to feel like they have some sort of power to take it down.
You have no power.
You have no power. You're doing the inverse of what you want.
This would be a test for people. Do you believe you have power? Yes or no? Yes. Okay. Demonstrate it. Have you ever done anything effectively in your entire life? Have you ever made an impact on anyone or anything? I bet the majority of people who would tell you that they have power or that people have power, like people power, have never even impacted their relatives. They could be dead for 3 weeks and nobody would care.
No, see, but I kind of disagree because they do have power. It's like going. It goes through an inversion machine because they are like the media created Donald Trump. Is that a fair? That's a fair lens to look at it through. Right?
As a presidential figure.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, I mean, even as he was a real estate mogul turns television celebrity turned political figure.
God, we got to give that man a lot of credit.
I mean, he knows how to work the room.
Think about it for a second. People are always trying to take shit away from him because he got like 2 million from his folks. But like, yo, not everybody who gets 2 million from their folks becomes president of the United States after 7 different careers that are all like tacky and off-putting.
All right. This is now turning into a Tucker
story. This is the caterpillars, or the millipedes, rather.
The millipede, when is that?
That's what on Reddit, that's what Trump supporters called each other.
Peds, right?
Yeah, peds. We're peds. That's not a good one, man. That sounds like peds, really.
Yeah, no, it's not good. Look, what I'm saying is you do have power. You just don't know how to use it. In fact, you're using it for the opposite intent. And then at the end of the day, they love to be like, see, cancel culture doesn't exist when the people actually achieve something. And it's like all that translates to is, oh, I guess I wasn't able to take everything away from this guy. How unfortunate.
I just took millions out of his pocket. He didn't kill himself.
Yeah, he didn't kill himself. And now 4 years after the controversy, people recognize his talent once again.
I can barely focus on you because I just want to talk about Trump's achievements.
I don't think it's, no one can take those things away from him.
People try to
be like, he's not really a real estate guy. He's just a branding guy.
It's like, yo, so what? Like, It's so weird. I find myself all the time, like, my life is defending people I don't like on any level. Yeah. That's like my whole fucking
shtick.
It's my whole thing.
Yeah.
I feel like Donald Trump is like a remarkably gross human being.
It's awful to look at.
And I'm always jumping out here being like, well, it is impressive though. You know what I mean? Like, why do people do this to me? Why do they put me in the corner and make me defend these people?
He looks to me like he looks like a Madame Tussauds like wax figure that's melting.
I think he looks like one that's been like partially inflated.
Well, maybe partially inflated and then deflated. He's got the saggy skin thing.
I don't like the like. He's like barrel chested, but in this incredibly unflattering way.
He's like boxy looking.
Yeah.
Whenever you see like whenever they have shots of him just from like the midsection up. You're like, all right, that's like he's kind of brolic. He's got broad shoulders. But then when you see his like full body,
he's like Humpty Dumpty.
It's like, what's happening?
If
scoliosis? Like, what's the deal?
For anybody that was around in the 90s, if you bought t-shirts, and particularly band shirts, they were always these weird boxes.
It's funny when you find like an old shirt and you're like, why does this fit so bizarrely?
Yeah.
Like you find like a Rush like tour shirt from 1992. And you're like, why does this, what the fuck? What were they, how were they making shirts back then? It's so awkward.
What else do we have to talk about?
New York state of emergency.
I think I just got, by the way.
What do you mean?
So Adobe has been threatening me because I've got stolen pirated software on my computer.
You can get drone striked.
They said, well, your program has been disabled.
Wow.
Like, yo, why are you in my computer? Get the fuck out of my computer.
Fuck. That's the NSA.
They've been threatening me like every hour on the hour for like 6 weeks.
You should have listened to Snowden. Now they're
I mean, no shit, right?
Yeah. They're in your shit now. New COVID variant. They're trying to make that pop.
Dr. Octagon?
Here's the thing. It's never going to go away.
No.
Going to go away.
There's going to be variant Leviticus next. They're just going to have increasingly ominous names until my parents just die of fear.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what they want. Well, no, but like, okay, so apparently What the state of emergency in New York amounts to, that the what's her name, Governor Huxley or something?
Huckleberry Finn.
I can't remember her name. Lieutenant Governor? I don't know. Whoever took the job from Cuomo.
R.I.P. to the great man.
R.I.P. to an Italian king.
Yeah. Hope he runs for president.
We can get into presidential shit in a moment, but apparently what the state of emergency amounts to is like they're beefing up the hospitals, I guess.
Oh, you mean that thing that they should have done, I don't know, fucking 11 months ago?
Well, I think they did, and then when shit kind of went away, it beefed down.
Listen, everybody, hospitals are scams. Doctors and nurses are functionaries of that scam. Jump out of it. Just take some colloidal silver.
No, you're too cynical, man. They just want to help.
They just want to help. Keeping hospital beds full at all times, that's their idea of helping.
Which apparently is like a normal thing.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
I mean, they're businesses.
But apparently, like, even, you know, in bad flu seasons, like, hospitals would, there'd be like a, you know, a shortage of on beds.
Yeah, because it's a business. You want to keep beds full because that's your billable hours.
No.
No.
It's not a business.
It's to help people.
It's a public good.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Yeah. Remember how we all hated the healthcare system?
Yeah, no. Now they're heroes.
Now they're heroes. Right. Yeah. Okay, now they're heroes. Anyway, look, it's been like one of these like YouTube Rogan red pill guy things for a minute to be like, hey, everybody, they're just going to keep hammering, like, this isn't going to go away. There's no end to the pandemic. It's just a constant power grab. And people are like, nah, you know, it's going to, you know, look, variants, whatever, cases, whatever. It's going to, you know, at a certain point, they're going to have this pill. They got the vaccine. It'll go away. Things will go back to normal. Even Fauci said, you know, we'll get rid of the mask mandate eventually. Nah.
No,
with this new variant thing, I'm kind of on their side now. I'm like, this is really, it's not going to go away, seemingly.
No. Did you see the latest Fauci thing?
No, what did he say?
He said masks mandatory, knee pads now.
No.
Yes, you have to wear knee pads.
So you can so you protect your knees while you're sucking the dick so of the you state? Can,
yeah, exactly right.
I saw where you were going. No, look. Is anyone still listening to that guy? Because like right, it seems like every holiday now they're like, what's Dr. Fauci got to say about family gatherings? It's like, yo, even the most blue-pilled person isn't listening to this fucking
right? No, they're doing what they want.
Like, who's like, oh, Fauci said, and like, I guess I'm not going to, you know, see my son this Thanksgiving.
Fauci is deep fried. It's over. He's a meme. He's cashed out. He's that boy. It's just time to put him in. It, like, we enjoyed him for the time he was here. Now it's time to retire.
We're all just ignoring his quote-unquote advice at this point, right?
Yeah, it's the parents from Peanuts. I have no idea what the fuck he's saying. Don't care.
But we never cared. But I'm saying even the most, like, CNN-pilled person doesn't care.
I kind of want him to die of COVID.
Wow, that would be...
I just think it would be funny. It would set people in a fun direction for a few months.
Jesus. Well, I've never wished death on anybody, but...
No, I'm saying I want him to die at the natural time that the universe and fate dictates.
Right.
But for it to be of COVID.
You want him to get gunned down on Melrose Avenue.
Like everyone else?
You want him to be enjoying...
I want him to be one of the 20 billion gun crimes in Los Angeles in the past year.
You want him to... What was it? What was the statistic the other day I saw? This is from CNN, everybody.
74% increase in gun crime, something like that?
No, it was in the city of Philadelphia, on average, there's a homicide every 16 hours.
Yeah. not great.
I think it's funny. The crime tip, I think, is funny because everybody's like, oh, it's not that dramatic. Crime was much higher in the 90s.
Yeah, meanwhile, these are all nerds that never leave their house and don't realize they live in Bogota now.
No, and it's like, okay, you're right. Crime is not like it was 30 years ago. Am I allowed to be concerned that it's going up, or that's not allowed? Not allowed.
No, you have to hit the level of 1993 before you're allowed.
The world has to become a most violent year, part two.
What was that? 2021. Was that 90 or 91?
81, I think.
No.
What?
The most violent year in American history was...
Oh, in American history.
Okay, let's amend that. If you listen to, or if you read any history, Los Angeles was the most violent place in the world at one time. But this is when it was settler days, and you could just murder somebody with impunity. So there was just like Gold Rush era. There was people being murdered in the street like six a day.
Good right? old days.
The good old days. But that's a modern era too, technically. But whatever. Within our lifetimes, yes, things are. I think it was 1990 or 91, because we think of the 80s as being the most violent era in the U.S. because we think about New York and just how fucking stepped on it was. But technically, the most people got. And I want to say either 90 or 91.
Interesting. Well, I know the most, like, as far as like human history goes, during World War II, because the COVID death count, whatever, is always on the news. I don't think people truly grasp that between the years of like 1939 and 1945, across the globe, 80 million people died. Yes. Between like the Holocaust, all the fronts of the war, the nuclear bombs, the 80 million people in a span of 6 years.
You know what? Just
that's fucking that's mind boggling.
If you were alive for that, mm-hmm. Do you think that you would have gone dark? Because a thing that occurs to me often mm-hmm. is when you and I see something in the news about somebody dying violently, right? I think about the fact that that person went through life interacting with a broad swath of people. Now on social media, you could say that they had contact with thousands possibly, right? But in death, the only person that truly cares is your significant other and your parents if they're still alive.
Yeah.
That's it.
That's it.
You are an island. Mm-hmm. I hate when we pretend we're not islands.
Yeah.
I'm fucking Costa Rica. That's me. So like the...
No, well, you don't give yourself enough credit. You're a little public figure here. So you'll be... When you die, you'll be Kurt Cobain. More money will be generated from your... music and your artistic endeavors in death than you'll ever see in life.
By that time, yeah. I will have certainly pushed a woman off the stage and I will be Ben Weasel.
Yeah, you're going to be Ben Weasel before your Kurt Cobain.
By that time, I will be Ben Weasel. There is no doubt.
That's definitely true.
There'll be like some stage diver is like taking a selfie on stage and I'll kick her and she'll crack her skull and then I'll be Ben Weasel.
I'm surprised you're not Ben Weasel yet.
Yeah, it's just a matter of time.
So these are the only pants you've had for the duration of your tour?
Yeah.
And you have a massive hole in your crotch.
Why do people keep getting hung up on this massive hole in my crotch? People point it out every day just because they can see my scrotum. I don't even know where to buy pants. Where does one buy pants?
That's a good question. I used to buy them online and then they'd come in the mail and they wouldn't fit.
That's right. What I'm saying. So upset. What? I need a pair.
Yeah. You go to the Levi's store.
Where is that? I don't even know what that is.
I think
brick and mortar. What are you, insane?
There's, I know, right? There's a Levi's store at the mall.
Some mall in
Culver City.
Okay, I'll be there.
Some mall in Culver City has a Levi's store. I went there. Yeah, they're like ghost towns.
Yes.
It's crazy. There's the Wetzel's Pretzels is empty.
No, that's not right.
It's not right.
Bring it back, man.
It's very sad. Bring back mall culture.
People are plugged into the Matrix now. I want to go back to the mall.
Straight up. Well, they're in the mall in the metaverse. That's right. Do you think that's going to take off?
Yeah. People, there's still people playing The Sims for 4 hours a day.
Yeah, people with severe BPD.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. Okay. Remember almost 10 years ago at this point, there was Google Glass.
Yeah, you remember Google Glass.
The glasses?
Yep.
Those shits didn't take off.
No, but listen, some iteration of this will. This might not be it. It might be another 10 years, but some iteration of this will. Look.
Well, if they can get Elder Scrolls 6 with the VR, I'll
you're
drop
in.
Out of reality.
You're meta.
I'll get the VR goggles, the Elder Scrolls 6, the dick suck machine, and I'll be getting blown by the high elves. All day.
You'll have concubines.
Yeah. I'll have the fucking, what is it called? The little like cat humanoid that you can play as in the game. I'll be getting a dick suck from them.
What if you...
I'll be getting a rim from their sandpaper cat tongue.
Oh, wow. So here's I guess that's an interesting question on some level.
Yeah.
If a hole opened up in the earth and from it hobgoblins poured out.
Would you put your dick in it?
Yeah.
Course.
But it's like a sentient being.
Yeah.
But also a different species. So it'd be like I read some article that said that octopuses are sentient, which but yeah. Like
whales too, right?
Would you get a dick suck from an octopus? It seems like pretty weird, honestly.
I can get pretty freaky, but that's kind of, you know.
Like, would they have to be of equal intelligence? What if the hobgoblins were smarter than you? You could get a dick suck then.
Yeah, if they're smarter than you. Well, but then it's a little questionable because I don't know. It that's a whole. We got to have Neil deGrasse Tyson on the pod to like broach this question.
I'll hit him up.
Hit him up. Hit my man up. He got me too'd.
He can drop to our level. Once you've been me too'd, you're welcome on the podcast because you'll return our emails.
I want you to talk about how you've been on tour for the last like almost 3 months or so. Talk about the state of the United States currently, comparatively to touring pre-pandemic to post-pandemic.
Okay, let me just say, anybody, if you are, do not allow your policymakers to gaslight you. The United States is getting visibly, provably worse. It is the places that I feel comfortable having nice things is going down dramatically. So don't, like... Right now, Los Angeles, Eric and I have talked about it a number of times. Los Angeles spends all of its resources gaslighting its citizens. They don't clean anything up. They don't do anything of merit. They just tell you that you are delusional for thinking that anything is in decline. This is going to be, I mean, at least the blue states are certainly going to be on this shit for the next cycle, which is telling you, oh, you're crazy. We have like the weirdest high school manipulator boyfriend for a state right now.
I want you to keep going on your personal experience, but I want you to also pivot to our man, Seth Rogen.
Oh, you mean that fat weasel? You mean that that overinflated tick of a human being?
We got that's an important thing to address.
All right. So the reason that Eric mentions that is because some blue check that I don't identify, maybe he's an actor or some shit, he was saying that his vehicle got broken into, and he was complaining that that's because Los Angeles is a third world shithole.
Undebatable.
He must be some type of actor adjacent person, because Seth Rogen came in delicate with a haha instead of a LOL, you fucking moron. Because Seth Rogen tries to be like an internet tough guy. It's really embarrassing. But this one he played soft, where he goes, dude, that's just living in the city. And the guy's like, well, yeah, but can't I be a little disappointed that all my shit was stolen? And Seth Rogen responds with, or no, he said, it feels very violating. And Seth Rogen responded with, I mean, I guess you can complain about it, but I've never tied my, and this is such a rich guy bullshit ass thing to say, I've never tied my possessions to, you know, a feeling of my personal safety or being violated. Okay, firstly, you're a deluded fucking loser. Most people who have little have to consider the things that they have part of who they are and what they've worked for in life. That's the way that that goes. It's only when you're fucking fabulously wealthy that you can see it the other way. Now, he goes on to say, my car's been broken into 15 times. No big deal. It doesn't matter.
Now, what is this like sympathy for criminals thing that we're like PSYOP?
Oh, I mean, if you'd like my honest opinion, NGL, you know, it's there is a lot of confusion in kind of the, I don't know what you'd call that, like the public facing sphere. Whether that's a credible celebrity or just some goober that runs a meme account, to allow the media to conflate race and crime so people don't feel comfortable going, like, I mean, the media, you see it all the time, like with that parade murders the other day, the way that the media handled it, because it was a black man that committed the crimes, was truly galling. It was like, for anybody that was around, anybody in the sound of my voice that was alive before 2010, the way that the media was criticized for handling black perpetrators of crime, it is now the exact inverse, and it is an overcorrection that is really, I mean, it feels like a PSYOP. It feels like we're just birthing right wingers every day with our handling of the situation.
But like, I'm not even like news slant, whether it's liberal or conservative or whatever it is, I'm not even interested in that. It's like been talked about to death. I'm interested in the minds that have been what's the word? I'm more interested in Seth Rogen. I'm more interested in the rationalization that being victimized
is lit
is actually fine. What's the big deal? No harm done, bro.
Yeah, because when you are wealthy or feel like, because he just tells his assistant, he claims that he has two laptops in his fucking car every time it gets broken into. And
you're a fucking idiot. Don't leave your laptop in your car.
No. I'm saying, so a rich friend of mine had his car broken into. Because he has rich guy insurance, he immediately called the insurance company, said that he had a camera and two laptops in there, and just got that money immediately with no questions asked. Because he's got rich guy insurance.
Sure, but isn't it still a hassle?
Not if you have a personal assistant and three cars, which Seth Rogen undoubtedly does. He probably holds on to
13 cars.
He probably holds on to a Volkswagen to look down to earth and like, oh, isn't that quirky? Yeah. But this fucking dickhead's driving a Maserati, no doubt. So like, let's be honest.
This is our contempt for the wealthy.
I want to be the wealthy. I'm not mad at them, but we got to call them out on their delusions.
Yeah.
I hope to be as deluded someday, but like, the truth of the matter is that Seth Rogen is out there saying that it's no big deal to have your vehicle broken into 15 times. You know what, Seth Rogen? That's true. If you're worth millions of dollars, have multiple cars, and can have your assistant take care of the shit, that's all good.
Yeah, NBD.
Yeah. However, if you're in Los Angeles County making $50,000 a year and you're expecting a kid and your car gets broken into, it's like Your wife might cry for 3 days because she knows that you do not have the resources to handle little ticky-tacky bullshit like your catalytic converter getting stolen or your fucking windows being bashed out. So, and normal people have to worry about their premium, Seth Rogen. You know what I mean? So he's right because he's conveying his personal experience, which is I'm a deluded pedo celebrity. But like for the rest of us, it's like, yo, shut the fuck up, Seth Rogen.
Yeah.
Go run a crooked acting class with James Franco and suck on some teen tits. I'm tired of your fucking lecturing.
But this is the thing, is it's just like, is this genuine? Okay, so you say that he's so deluded that this is just Seth Rogen like conveying how he like genuinely feels.
Yes.
See,
we are brought to you by Factor. Eat stress-free this spring with Factor's delicious, ready-to-eat meals. Every fresh, never-frozen meal is chef-crafted, dietitian-approved, and ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from a weekly menu of 35 options, including popular ones like Calorie Smart, Keto, Protein Plus, or Vegan and Veggie. Also discover more than 60 add-ons every week like breakfast, on-the-go lunch, snacks, and beverages to help you stay fueled and feel good all day long. What are you waiting for? Get started today and fuel up your springtime goals. Get chef-prepared meals on the table in 2 minutes with Factor's ready-to-eat meals so you can get back to doing what you love this spring. Looking for gourmet? Try meals that feature premium ingredients like filet mignon, shrimp, truffle butter, broccolini, and asparagus. No fuss, no mess. Factor meals eliminate the hassle of prepping, cooking, or cleaning up. Simply heat and savor the good stuff. Tailored to your schedule, customize your weekly meals with the flexibility to get as much or as little as you need. Pause or reschedule deliveries to suit your lifestyle. Factor is your solution for fast, premium meals without the need for cooking. We're celebrating Earth Day all month long. Look out for the Earth Month Eats badge on the menu for the lowest carbon footprint meals. Head over to factormeals.com/worstpossible50 and use code worstpossible50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box. That's code worstpossible50 at factormeals.com/worstpossible50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active. We thank Factor for sponsoring the show.
Seth Rogen, in his heart, believes that normal people shouldn't care that their vehicle is broken into.
That's like a bridge too far. That's like too insane. Like
I think he's insane.
I can't believe, like, he's been rich for well over a decade now, but I can't believe that anyone on earth lacks the common sense to be like, yeah, it's very obviously a shitty experience to be the victim of any type of crime. You know what I mean? Like, I admit that I'm a paranoid person. I admit that I'm a cynical person.
You think he's part of a psyop?
Yes!
Oh, wow. All
Are
right,
you kidding
on.
Me?
Tell me more.
It's all part of the same shit. I don't know. I think there is a psyop that is conditioning people into becoming... It's normal to have a shitty, uncomfortable, victimized life that...
Yes.
I think...
I agree that there is an effort to teach you that being stepped on is lit.
There's an effort to teach you that tiny houses are cozy. This person converted their apartment from a shipping container.
The idea of defending your small business is wrong.
Yes. Like, there's... And I hate it because... See, this is part of the grift, right? Is that... For me to talk about this will immediately get you thrown down a hole of you're an insane Republican conservative, right? And this is that you're a, because this like weird like psyop is positioning itself from the liberal progressive point of view. Crime is good because actually criminals are victims of whatever.
Poverty.
Yeah. That's part of, like, you're saying, hey, that's a crazy thing to say. You're automatically delegitimized because you go against whatever what they've decided is the progressive talking points. Well, really all it is, if you can strip all away that nonsense, it's the corporations and the wealthy elite want all your money and resources, and they want you to depend on them. So they need to convince you that having a shitty life is actually good, so they can take more and more and more and more from you.
Yeah,
that's how it is. That's how I see it.
Well, anytime you try to make a moral claim that, like, I mean, this, it's funny that we've just replaced Christendom with like a watered down social credit version of Christendom, because when I was a kid, there was all this, like, you know, kind of like admittedly edgelords Church of Satan sort of pushback on this idea of turning the other cheek, right? That turning the other cheek is a means of state control in essence, right? That like this idea that the meek shall inherit the earth, this idea that you should turn the other cheek is all preparing you for a life of subservience, right? This was like if you were into kind of I don't know, fucking alternative culture, whatever the fuck you want to call it, counterculture. These were concepts that you were confronted by. But now we've just replaced it with kind of like this bullshit moralizing from the left that preaches the same exact thing. Like, hey, you're wrong to be mad that your girlfriend was punched in the neck and her fucking purse was stolen.
Yeah.
You're wrong.
Yeah.
Like, yo, you got to turn the other cheek. The meek shall inherit the earth. Mm-hmm. Little bitch ass motherfuckers that don't do anything for themselves. You're gonna be rewarded in the end.
Soy boys.
If you will. You're going to be rewarded in the end. And it's like, I think there's several plays being made at the same time. Yes, a number of psyops. But I think that, yes, you're correct. There is some, I don't know if Seth Rogen is part of this, but there's some effort to convince everyday people.
I think Seth Rogen's part of it.
Oh, okay. All right. There's some effort to convince everyday people that there is a moral reward, meaning a performative social media clout recognition for pretending that things that matter do not matter. Right.
Yeah.
And yeah, I think that's obvious. I mean, look, I've said it a million times on this podcast. It's the thing that is most likely to get me in trouble among like true shit libs. Anybody who saw January 6th and then did not reflexively say, I think it's good that somebody should occupy the state capitol. I simply don't like these people. Anybody that like, yo, we allowed for a day to have Munchausen by proxy where the state was being harmed in some way. So fucking MSNBC commentators acted as though somebody had broken into their house and violated them.
Because they did.
In essence, yes. But that's my point, is like, if you felt violated by what happened on January 6th, you're empathizing with your captor. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like you've got full on, what's the other, Stockholm. You've got full on. And
people often do that. Hey, what if they were there 6 minutes earlier, they would have hung Mike Pence. And that would have been hilarious.
Yeah.
It would have been tragic on a human level. It would have been like, oh my God.
I don't know. Listen.
But it would have been like, there's a Shakespearean like sort of amazing sort of karmic irony to it all.
I think that we're overstating that. We can't know what the fucking deranged, like, dribbling grandma that was wandering around the fucking state capitol would do, or the Capitol building would do, if she was confronted by Mike Pence. She'd probably fucking start, like, blathering and kissing him on the cheek and telling him how much he means to her. Yeah. Like, we don't know that anybody would have been fucking lynched. And to be totally frank, I think that those people would have stopped dead in their tracks if Mike Pence confronted them. But it's neither here nor there. If Mike Pence
they would have stopped and they would have just yelled at him.
Yeah, if Mike Pence had been torn limb,
Secret Service would have grabbed him.
If Mike Pence had been torn limb from limb, I'm like Mike Pence's biggest defender because I think it's funny that he's like a robot reptile.
Because you empathize with his gray hair.
We both have silver hair and we both call our wives mom. So I'm his biggest, you know, you could call me a Pence head.
You can't be in a room with another woman unless your girl is there.
That's a fact.
Yeah.
Yeah. I live by the Pence code. But so I have come to Pence's age, defense, and he's a profoundly, you can't even say he's dislikable. He's just unlikable, right? Because Trump is like very dislikable. He's pretty disgusting.
He's vulgar, but Pence is just like a manifestation of like the corpo state.
Yes, like, Pence is
he's like a wart.
He might not even be technically human.
I don't think so. I haven't seen any human characteristics from him.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I don't know. How bad can you feel for him? If he got hung, it'd be like hanging like one of the like robots from Westworld. Like I guess it's tragic in a way. Like
on a human level, it would have been horrifying. On a Shakespearean level, it would have been interesting.
What if it turned into an orgy?
Very well could have. It's almost, I mean, these are high emotions. You know what I mean? These are primal instincts that are kicking in. It could have just turned into a fucking
slugfest. What if they kicked the door down to like one of the rooms in the Capitol, mm-hmm. and it was just Pence was in a pentagram getting a dick sucked?
I have a friend who hit me. I did a little Q&A thing on Instagram last week, and I have a friend who worked for some celeb for like 3 years, and they said, oh, that occult shit's real. They do like little rituals and shit.
Well, I think that famous people are really, really far gone, and that pushes you into fringe religions.
Well, I think they're so clout and fame hungry that they'll try anything.
Yeah.
So that they're just like, oh, what do I got to do? Like put a squirrel head like underneath a candle and let the wax drip on it? All right.
Yeah.
This is easy enough. I can go get my assistant to go get a squirrel from the yard, pick up a candle from Target.
We're good.
Let's see if we can get this part. We'll see if I can land this Scorsese flick.
Yeah, I agree. I think that's probably the rationale. I mean, I was thinking about it. Is there any, there was somebody on my mind the other day, some celebrity where I was like, yeah, that person became a weirdo. Like they weren't always a weirdo and now they are a weirdo. And I was thinking about how that's like, on a long enough timeline, that's just inevitable if you are... Like, Seth Rogen, again.
Yeah.
That's a bitch-ass tick motherfucker. And I still think, like, well, it can't be anything else.
I mean, I still love Superbad.
Sure.
You know? Like, I still...
I bet he's funny right now in some movie, like, you know, that's on Netflix that I'll never hear of. I bet he's funny as shit.
Almost definitely. But, yeah, but he's, like... Rap Twitter says this a lot. We all know too much.
Oh, yeah.
You're all showing too much.
Yeah.
We don't need to know this shit about you.
You got to be like the
you see people's response to Will Smith?
Well, yeah, he's showing too much.
That's what the consensus among the rap world is. It's like you're all saying too much right now.
Well, I like the sort of strippers and escorts that I follow on social media or used to who say things like make your moves in silence. You don't got to tell everybody what you're doing.
You certainly don't have to be open with the fact that seeing a pussy makes you physically ill.
Yeah, what's going on with Will?
I don't know, but...
He's been accused of being gay for like 25 years. Do you think that like he scored so much puss that it's like...
It's like boring to him now.
Not boring, it's disgusting.
Well, evidently.
It's like how I feel about the super sugary yerba mates.
Right.
The blueberry one, like I gag when I drink it.
Oh, it makes me nauseous.
I used to drink like two of those a day.
It's good.
Oh no, but now I get sick. It's like pussy to me.
It's been a year. It's been like probably over a year since I've had really one of the super sugary ones. I wonder how it would make me feel. But yeah,
bad.
A Bluephoria and a bagel.
Oh,
good stuff.
Bluephoria plus bagel.
Plus bagel. That's
pounded. You can feel your little estrogen tummy growing.
That's exactly what it is. No, look. We all know too much about each other. We all show too much on social media. Our grandparents' generation was impolite to talk about politics. You're not supposed to know that your neighbor is a Nazi.
No.
Keeps the Nazi memorabilia in the basement.
No, you're supposed to know everything, and you're supposed to judge them, and you're supposed to be in a constant cold war with your fellow citizen.
No, you gotta eat mashed potatoes with them twice a year.
Mm-hmm.
And
barbecue occasionally. Borrow a lawnmower when you need to.
Yeah. You borrow the weed whacker. You say, hey, Bill, going to the beach again this weekend? Yeah, taking the kids. We're gonna go to the Hamptons.
All right, stay safe.
All right, yeah, drive safe. That's it. That's all we're supposed to know if we want to keep this simple. Listen, again, people that you listen to this podcast are sick of hearing this shit. Everyone on Earth has some sickening view in their head.
Yes.
Like in when you walk past the nice lady in the park, you're not supposed to know that she skins cats for a living. But then you go home and you add her on Facebook and she's got all the pictures of the vivisected fucking hamsters.
Yes.
You're not supposed to know that she does that. You're supposed to say, hey, Vivian, how are you? And you keep it moving.
Yes.
That's it. We all know too much. I don't want to know that Will Smith fucking vomits at the sight of a vagina. Yeah, I don't want to know that.
I didn't enjoy that fact at all.
I liked Men in Black.
Yeah.
I liked that. Was a very that was a movie that I loved as a child. But now when I see Men in Black on TBS, I'm going to think, oh, man. I know that during filming, he was vomiting in the bathroom because he got laid the night before.
Imagine Wild Wild West. He's got downtime. He's in his trailer getting a dick suck and vomiting into a basin the whole time.
He's just sobbing.
While
the woman,
he's like, why does I have to be desirable? Well, while we're talking about rappers, can we talk about how black people love Spider-Man?
I mean, Spanish people love Spider-Man. People love Spider-Man.
Listen. Spider-Man, the new Spider-Man film.
Yeah.
Home.
Something, yeah.
Yeah.
No Way Home.
Halfway Home.
Halfway Home.
So the new Spider-Man movie gets announced.
Yeah.
People are excited.
I'm excited.
Like, there's a little trailer, right?
It's the most I've been excited for anything in a long time, and that's very profoundly sad.
So I follow a number of meme pages.
Yeah.
Black people meme pages exploded with excitement for Spider-Man.
They're fucking stoked.
I had no idea that Spider-Man was so popular with black people.
I mean, I don't know. You're fixated on the black people thing.
Because I follow a number of meme pages of different racial phenotypes.
Mm-hmm. Thanks for being specific.
And
yeah,
the black people were the only ones going buck wild for fucking Spider-Man.
See, I get a shit. On my Instagram, like, I'm getting suggested a shit ton of Spider-Man thing, and it's always like announcement, spoiler, or something like that. But then, like, the caption is in Espanol, and I'm like, damn, I wonder what got announced.
No, my shit is like, Spider-Man wears Tim's.
Spider-Man does wear Tim's. That's
Spider-Cuz does.
Spider-Cuz wears Tim's. That's a fact. People are hyped for the movie. I'm just, you know what? Thank God people found something to.
What if Spider-Man ends racial prejudice?
I think it has a better chance than anything else doing that.
What if it fixes the economy?
Again, I mean, the president's not going to do it. How do we, like, once again, we're getting, So high gas prices and inflation. That's cool, actually.
Yeah, that's lit. No need to worry. Hey, if you care that a homeless man with a drug addiction is pissing in your daughter's face, well, you're paying $5.75 for gas per gallon. You're wrong. You're a bad person. I bet you watch right wing YouTube.
Yeah. Did you see the news suggest if you're worried about inflation, perhaps this is the year to skip Thanksgiving?
Yeah, let's talk about that.
That's what people want to hear, I think.
Let's talk about the fact that people who are overpaid parasites are trying to talk you into austerity.
Yeah, yep.
You know how I get mad because I think that people don't take any personal accountability for example, the environment, right? Mm. And like, we get a lot of pushback in our mentions from people that are like, it's the corporations, dummy. And I'm like,
it's China and India, but all right.
We can't say that. We can't talk about stretch plastic manufacturing being like at an all time high in the third world. We can't talk about that.
You're racist for suggesting that another country have absolutely no EPA regulations on anything.
No, that would be wrong of you. Let's not get you canceled. Yeah. So where was I? We're talking about
Spider-Man.
Talking about Spider-Man.
The news convincing you of their parasites. They're doing
something. Oh. They want you in austerity. They're trying to convince you, hey, maybe it would be best if you tightened your belt a little bit. You know? That would just make sense.
Yeah.
That would be the right thing to do, honestly.
You know what? I'll give it this. It's practical.
Oh, thanks.
Because nothing else is going to help you.
Well, okay, that's a good point. It's wrong of these fucking scum to try to convince me of it.
Mm-hmm.
But you're not wrong.
Yeah.
But I don't want to hear it from this guy.
No, I don't want to hear it from them. I think you should angle for a raise would be the best advice. That way you can afford the turkey and the gas prices.
The best advice, honestly, would be to jump out of whatever fucking... pardon me, rat race that you are in that you are so concerned about inflation that don't have a family. I would say that's job one.
Yeah.
Can we say that that's probably right?
I would say...
And if you have a kid, don't be the primary caregiver of that child. Just be on your own.
I would say download the Tor browser. Get some black market C4.
Yeah.
Go into the Amazon distribution center.
Yes.
This is the only path to Valhalla.
Wow. I think that they're probably going to visit now. I think the Amazon Pinkertons are probably going to crack your skull when you step out the door.
This is a podcast where we clown on things on Twitter generally, right? So let me read a tweet from the... I'm going to read this tweet and then I'm going to run away and go pee. Tweet from YouTube, the verified YouTube account. Let's celebrate indigenous futures and consider what we can learn from history this un-Thanksgiving.
Okay, everybody. That is corporate. That's the corporate world placating you in the most disgusting way possible. Now, YouTube doesn't have the policy-making power to materially change anything in our world for indigenous people or otherwise, but it can act as like a no-stakes mouthpiece for the type of ineffectual leftism that people find fashionable at the moment, which is essentially, let me post about the Amazon, let me post about Black Lives Matter, let me post about these things. That's my activism. If I complain about something, I am in solidarity with the oppressed, and I'm doing my part. YouTube campuses are in places where they could just give that land. They own quite a bit of land, by the way. So YouTube, which is owned by Google, which is used to be Alphabet. I don't know, remember what the fuck. I think they changed their name. Anyway, they huge tracts of land because they anticipate they have or anticipate huge servers, right? Also campuses that workers have to report to, like it's fucking the railroad. If you gave a fuck about indigenous people, you could just give that land back. It's now yours free and clear. You can give it to whoever you want. Take the loss. If you purport to care about these things, because honestly, what laws would you seek to change? That's always my question. When we're talking about indigenous futures, does anybody have a policy recommendation?
No, I think it's just
platitude after endless platitude.
Yeah.
Yeah.
See, making people feel guilty.
Yeah. Who has the patience for that shit?
I don't know. I mean, it gets them off, you know, it gets
they nut.
They nut when they're able to shame someone on social media. Yeah. Yeah.
Do you think that's okay? So I've said this for a long time about Australia, Australia and Canada. Mm-hmm. Both do a better job, quote unquote, of recognizing their particular genocides than the United States ever does, mm-hmm. right? Because they talk about it endlessly. But they don't do anything for the people who they genocided. So what are your words worth? I'd be curious to talk. Hey, if you're one of our indigenous listeners, I know we have some because you've written me before. If you're one of our indigenous listeners, hit us and let us know. Do you appreciate the lip service or does it kind of make you fucking puke? I don't know, because I'm a white dude. I know that in my own life, I hate when lip service is paid to me with no fucking praxis. Like, makes me fucking vomit. But maybe you feel different because you're underrepresented in such a severe way that simply an acknowledgement is nice. I have to imagine that's losing its punch. Don't you think?
Yeah, I would think so. If it made you feel in any way better, I can't imagine. It's like fen-fen, you know.
It is like fen-fen.
Like it hits at first, and then after a while, your tolerance to it, you know, it just doesn't hit the same the 10th time.
What if it's like your partner who keeps cheating on you, but says, "Baby, I love you." Mm-hmm. How many times?
I don't know.
How many times? Well, you just looked far. You got a faraway look. How many times can you hear "Baby, I love you"?
For a lot of people?
A lot of times.
A lot of times.
Yeah.
Kids, it can last
decades. That's Stockholm, though.
That is that's that Munchausen.
Yeah.
You know?
we're just mixing them all up.
Listen, is this maybe our most radicalizing episode ever?
No, I haven't even talked about like getting a bomb vest and how to make one.
Oh, I did. Didn't I?
You talked about getting some C4. You did, yeah.
Yeah, going into the Amazon. That was a joke, everybody.
Comedy podcast.
Comedy podcast. It was a joke.
Don't advocate for the explosion of anyone.
Don't actually, don't hurt anybody. It's fucked up. Don't do that. His life is not they live. Just try and do your best for yourself.
It is now 2024, and the choice is up to you. Do you listen to good podcasts, or do you listen to bad ones? Well, we've got a suggestion for you. How about you listen to a good podcast for the first time in your miserable life? I can think of one. Overnight Drive. Going strong. 11 years now. The podcast about nothing. Your favorite podcast's favorite podcast. Do you enjoy nothing? So do we. Why don't you come over and check it out? And stop listening to other podcasts. Thank you.
I'm not getting Alex Jones out here.
Yeah, you are.
No.
Yeah.
I'm not responding to the.
They're gonna take away your credit cards.
What is it called? The thing that Steve Bannon kept ducking, and then he had to subpoena. Federal subpoena.
Federal subpoena.
I ain't going.
Yo.
What if Steve Bannon went full Waco?
People don't want to give Bannon his due because he was on Trump's side and he's a deranged fucking scumbag. He is a profoundly fun man. They don't make men fun more fun than Steve Bannon.
Well, an accelerationist really gets you off.
He does, yeah. On the highest levels.
Yeah.
The dude had the ear of the president, and he's a bona fide nut.
Nut, you know, yeah, for sure, for sure. Here's the thing. Nut, not an idiot. Actually,
no, not remotely an idiot.
And that's kind of what makes him fucking scary.
Yeah.
And yeah, the fact that he had the ear of the president, but then the president was such a fucking retard that he called him, that he fired him and called him Sloppy Steve for the rest of the couple of years.
Yeah, and then
also fun.
Steve had a weird, he was playing 4D chess out there, big upping Trump the whole time while he was being called Sloppy Steve. He's like, oh yeah.
He's like, this guy's a fucking genius.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, but wait, here's the thing. What is that? Is it like truly a masturbation fantasy? Like when the people that jerk off to car accidents and train wrecks, what is the motivating force of someone who's accelerationist? Because I would like to see, I know utopia is a stupid dream and unattainable, but like, I'd like to live in like a safe and prosperous place.
Pussy.
What is the motivation of an accelerationist? That I don't relate to at all.
It's that typically it's that this system can't be reformed. It has to be toppled. Let's get to the toppling so we can start at zero. However, the problem is that what you typically find is that people's idea, like year zero didn't work out great for Cambodia. You know what I mean? Like it is a lot of times when people try to start as North Korea would be another great example. Sought to start history at we have a new history starting today, right? That shit typically doesn't work out. Trying to dismantle your car while it's in motion is not usually recommended, right? So the accelerationist thing, I'm with it as a concept, and I love the nut jobs that embrace it, but I also don't want it. I mean, look, you and I walk around Los Angeles. If we started at zero,
we'd be fucked.
The copper wire thief down the street who is immune to hepatitis, AIDS, COVID, he's battle tested and hardened.
Yeah.
We don't stand a fucking chance. That guy's gonna eat us up.
We're full of soybean estrogen.
The camp city opposite Crazy Girls.
Yeah,
they're gonna be in our apartment
for sure. That's the new top down.
They're gonna be our lovers.
I if we're lucky.
If we're lucky, if we're allowed to live.
If we're allowed to be concubines,
yes.
Well, that's getting away pretty easy. Right now, the power, they're the ones being stepped on, but if the system becomes inverted, we're going to be at their whim.
So if you listen to committed anarchists, they will tell you that that's not true, that of course people would not allow that to happen. If the government was to collapse tomorrow, then you would just almost immediately you would have people looking out for each other, blah, blah, blah.
In some places.
No, people are an island. Everybody's trying to exploit you. Stop.
I don't know. I'm a man of taste and quality.
Sure.
So yeah. I don't go to some of these shit parts of the country.
Yep.
But from what I hear, the friendliness of middle America, maybe some of these more homogenized communities with their guns would kind of rally together and sustain themselves and have some sort of anarcho peace, but not in Hollywood.
No.
No, it's gonna be everyone for themselves.
No, the dude who just his balcony, we're looking at it right now, and it's just a bunch of refuse and garbage and shit. Is clearly addicted to methamphetamines. That dude is going to be our new overlord.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean,
he's the new boss.
Yeah.
He insists we call him Sun God.
So is it that just these accelerationist types, the Bannon types, like they just, they're comfortable enough and in a safe enough position where they don't really have to worry about the more horrible effects of what they want. Is that it?
I think that there's
just get off on the chaos.
There's that type of dude. Yeah, there's the Joker.
I think Bannon is kind of Jokerized.
He's pretty Jokerized as far as public figures go. He's about as Jokerized as it gets.
But it's even more scary because he's like a committed Joker. Like yeah. He's been trying to make this like populism thing happen.
Yep.
Since the fucking 90s. Yep. Practically. Like he wanted Sarah Palin to run for president. He's like, you need a dipshit man of the people to just radicalize the masses against the institutions.
Him and Peter Thiel are the two Lex Luthor, Dr. Doom sort of motherfuckers out here.
It's scary.
But I like them because they're committed to their shit.
Well, look.
I like Dr. Doom.
And, they're not wrong. They're not wrong in the sense that you're being stepped on and you should
the internal
you should resent the corporate elite class that's trying to drain you of everything.
The internal logic of their argument is sound. You don't have to agree with where they're coming from
or where they want to go,
but it's sound. You know what I mean? Those
people are not your friends.
Correct.
Yeah. Goldman Sachs and the hedge funds are not your buddies.
Yes.
Despite their press statement, besides their lip service to indigenous land.
Right. Right. Here's your land acknowledgement, your BLM payoff. Yeah. And we're good. Right. I don't notice that this is a predatory lending scam.
Yeah, yeah. But here's the thing, because I think people, you know, Bernie's gone. The hopes of a peaceful Biden future are slowly being. People are becoming cynical against that. Where does one go, politically speaking? Like, where does the person who wants peace and prosperity in the United States, which way, Western man? You know what I mean? To me, I see there's three, I don't know, even look, you can either take the whole, you can either be a Bannon type and want to take the whole thing apart. You can be a reform type and say, look, the Democratic Party is shit, but it's our best hope at, it's the best place to start reform from the inside to perhaps maybe pass some legislation that'll help people. And then there's where I'm at, just admit that your existence is sort of futile. Vote third party for the fuck of it.
and try and just do your best within the confines of the structure that you live in.
Make money, Jill Stein Joker.
Get money, get paid.
Yeah.
That's
get money, get some arms to protect your family. Don't be political on Facebook. Live your life. You're so limited. Not to
move to Mule Shoe.
Well, here's the thing.
I'm just saying, cheaper cost of living, maybe a little less threat of a meth head.
Here's the thing. People dying left and right out here. You can die of things that you never anticipated. You don't get a lot of time on Earth. If you're like dedicated to some like Sacco and Vanzetti, like hey, let's toss it all over. I've got a righteous cause sort of shit. You are throwing your life in a fucking dumpster. It's not Braveheart, you morons. You know what I mean? Like, there's no majesty to this.
No.
Get yourself a wife with big titties and just keep it moving.
Valhalla doesn't actually exist.
Yeah, correct. Correct.
Not a real place.
Yeah, it's also like there's no...
For 72 virgins.
No, exactly. The raisins are not there.
Yeah. You don't see your dog when you die. That's not what happens. You just...
Void.
Yeah, void, presumably.
So get yourself some fucking rental properties. Get yourself a wife with big hair and just keep it moving.
You know what I like? I like the religions that are like very devout in their belief in God, but have no like I think Lutheran, like Orthodox, like they're super Christian. They love Jesus. They love God, but they have no belief in an afterlife.
I'm not sure that's Lutherans.
It's not Lutherans.
I don't think
you're
Lutheran.
The religious guy. There's some like Orthodox Christianity or religion.
Well, but Jews famously don't have a very decided view of the afterlife.
Right.
It's kind of a matter of, I guess we'll find out when we find out.
Yeah. I mean, that's the most practical approach.
What else are you going to do?
Yeah, what else are you going to do? But it's interesting. I mean, they have no concept of hell either. So what's kind of... The idea that the religion was sold to me was that you get some kind of payoff for all this devout...
Yeah, your social credit score goes up. your clout bucks...
Yeah, you get a lot of clout with the big man upstairs. I thought that was the idea. You go to the good place.
Everybody, it's the time of the podcast where Eric has started pulling on his eyelash, and it makes me so sick. I physically vomit every time. I'm Will Smith.
I can switch to eyebrows.
No, eyebrows are better.
Eyebrows are better.
Eyebrows are better.
Yeah.
Anybody that pulls on their fucking eyelid, it's like a revolting idea. I always wonder if you have like weird parasites or something. Are you cleaning yourself? Oh, can't even look.
What should we do? Should we do rub maps?
No, we've given these people an hour. They can fuck off.
Yeah, but they love the rub maps.
They do rub. Well, they can love the rub maps next week.
All right. I love the rub maps next week. All right.
Everybody, I'm here, so we're going to do some video content. That's either... Maybe we can fit it in now, but maybe we might have to do it. Are you going to the show tonight?
I'd like to.
All right, so... But you probably won't watch the headliner? Because if we dip out after we play... Then we can definitely record some video content.
Wait, you got it? The show is like in 7 hours. You got to be there.
I have to take promo photos.
Oh God!
Yes,
you already did that.
I'm aware.
How are you?
I spent a full day doing it. Yeah, this is the thing. Like, it's not a particularly glamorous lifestyle to be sleeping in like, you know, Motel Sixes and shit. And then you get asked to do shit like, hey, can we get another set of promo photos? And you're kind of like, yeah, I think I quit. I'm going to get into land flipping.
Yeah, you should get into like flipping houses or something like that.
I was talking to Evan about this yesterday. I'm really into, I've watched like 6 hours now of videos on flipping empty parcels of land.
Yeah, that's where it's at. Well, maybe Zach was telling us about Doge Boink.
Oh, yeah, we got to get into Doge Boink.
We got to get into Doge Boink. We got to sell digital pieces of land
and like weird like monkey heads and shit.
I'm full in on NFTs now. When he showed me the NFT he had, I was like, this is cool.
It was the ugliest thing I ever saw.
It was awful, but that's what I like about it.
Okay, yeah.
That's what I was.
It's disrespectful to art. I like that.
It's very, and it's profoundly stupid.
Yeah.
And I think he said he bought it for $170, some digital piece of art of like an old man with like crossed eyes and like drooling. It was really awful. But he said he bought it for like $170. He's like, yeah, it's like valued at like $160. We'll see what happens. Right now I lost $10, but well, you know, it's a waiting game. I like that.
That's right. Just crypto. You got to get into crypto. Right now would be the ideal time to buy.
What app do you use?
I use Voyager. Oh, send me last month's Patreon so I can invest it all in crypto now.
Did I not send you that?
No.
Oh, shit. All right. Yeah, I can send you that.
That's how wealthy I am that I don't care until the following month.
I guess I forgot. I guess I did forget. All right. So Voyager. I just deleted Voyager because they never accepted my fucking my.
I mean, we got to take that on. That means you're broke.
I'm not broke.
But they sense you're broke, like in your mind.
I mean, in the broader.
They did the retina scan and they said, oh no, he's got a broke bitch mentality.
Should I try Coinbase?
No, that's for the real fucking turds.
Why wouldn't Voyager accept my fucking shit?
I mean, Voyager's casual. If you wanted to get, you should study under Zach and get into like the decentralized exchanges that like fucking you've got to use Ethereum to like, you got to do an Ethereum burn of like $70 to get your fucking $500 investment. The whole fucking scam of it.
I liked Zach's whole hanging out with like Korean philanthropists.
I wouldn't call them philanthropists. I would call them gangsters. Yeah, hanging out with Korean gangsters and like who are going down on escorts at the fucking what do you call them? The karaoke bars. So everybody, I didn't know this, but the karaoke bars in Los Angeles turn into brothels after dark.
Okay. I don't want you to get shot.
All right, no dry snitching.
Yeah, I don't know. We don't need to let people in on the
all right, no dry snitching, everybody. Karaoke bars are karaoke bars. They're great.
They're karaoke bars and nothing more. This is the seedy underbelly of Los Angeles that I really want to get into.
Yeah, you just don't want me to blow it up so you can involve yourself.
Right. All right, everybody.
You know, those drivers are making a lot of money, but like if the laws change as they're proposing that they change, you driving a girl someplace is technically human trafficking, even if they're completely consenting in the act. So like if you were driving like 9 girls to like on a party bus to like go blow some businessmen or whatever, you could get hit with a human trafficking charge that would send you to jail on a sex fucking crime for 2 decades. How fucking crazy is that?
Even if the woman is of age?
Of age and completely consenting. That's what the laws are getting like super anti-sex worker right now. And the way that they're trying to do that is by jamming up the like the infrastructure, the men that drive the people, et cetera. Because then you are seen as pimping, even though really literally you could be somebody's fucking cucked out boyfriend driving them to suck a dick.
I'll give you a ride.
Yeah, I'll give you a ride.
But wait.
I'm so glad we're friends.
What if the woman is like, I don't want to press charges. Like, who's the victim?
No. It's the state presses charges. It's like getting hit at a crosswalk. God. Yep.
All right. I'm banonized now.
Yeah.
Destroy, topple the state.
Yeah.
Patreon.com/worstpossibletimeline. Hit us that. Give us some money. We're going to do a video episode for you before Pat dips. Hit that so we can invest in NFTs. Get tons of bonus episodes. It's all good shit. At WP Timeline on Twitter, you go there. You can hit us up. You can tell us how we're evil or whatever, wrong. I don't know. Whatever you want to do.
Yeah,
whatever.
Make yourself happy. Yeah, don't fucking matter.
Whatever gets you off. What else? Messages, phone messages, 205-509-9785. Give us a call. Leave us a message. We will. You might get played on the show. You can hit us with whatever. You can ask a question. You can tell us a story. We like the stories. Keep it under a minute, please.
We realize you're all fucking drunk, but like, just do your best to stay germane.
Yeah. Just keep it. I would say 45 seconds is the limit. 205-509-9785. Give us a call. Leave us a message. WorstPossibleTimeline@gmail.com. Email us some shit. Whatever it is. And you know, that's it. We'll get at you next time.
Well, hey, podcast listener, my name is Vince, and I'm the host of a show called The RR Show. It stands for Reddit Readings. We're going to sit down twice a week, and I'm going to bring you the most entertaining stories from all of the best subreddits that exist online. Things like malicious compliance, petty revenge, hey, lady, I don't work here. Oh, there's so much more. Lots of great stories and things you won't believe. Like the one time this dude was caught in a bathroom with his friend and he was slapping them because that was the only way that he could actually legitimately help them. A mall cop comes in with a taser. Oh, yeah, the rest is history. It's going to be fun. There is, I don't know, I got like 20 seconds left, so I don't got much more time to tell you another story. But just join me on The RR Show. It's from Evergreen Podcast, produced in partnership with Wessler Media. So The RR Show, wherever you get podcasts, subscribe today. And it's like an adult story time. Let's hang out together. The RR Show. Subscribe today wherever you get your podcasts.